Parts of the Mountain West have been tangled up in long-term drought, and it doesn't look like it's lifting anytime soon. James Dawson reports.
Nearly all of Utah and two-thirds of Colorado are in some form of drought. That's according to the latest numbers from the federal U.S. Drought Monitor. David Simmerall is a climatologist with the Western Regional Climate Center in Reno. He says high temperatures over the past year evaporated what rain the states did get that might have soaked the ground.
We had a warm winter last year, and temperatures were above normal in the summertime as well, so the soil columns were very dry.
The National Weather Service's three-month forecast shows a chance for above-average precipitation for Colorado and southern Utah, but Simmerall says it'll likely be warmer than normal as well.
We're looking at above normal temperatures across the winter in general.
About a quarter of Idaho is in some form of drought, while Wyoming is just starting to see dry conditions creep in. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.